السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so that they may understand what I say. Rabbi zidni ilma, O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa 'amalan mutaqabbala. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. Allahumma faqihna fid din. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. I hope inshallah that you all have had a wonderful week and inshallah that you all are doing well. So with that, I would now like to start with the recitation of today's lesson, in which alhamdulillah we are going to continue from Surah Al-Baqarah. And today we are starting from ayah number 113 to 122. So inshallah, I'm first going to start with the recitation. So if you would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite from ayah number 113. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم ولله المشرق والمغرب فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله إن الله واسع عليم وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم تشابهت قلوبهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا وَلَا تُسْأَلُ عَنْ أَصْحَابِ الْجَحِيمِ وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. And inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So ayah number 113 to 122. So inshallah, today for theory, we're just going to do a little bit of a review of the rule that we learned last week. So last week, we started on the Nun Sakin and the Nun Tanween rules. So Nun Sakin rule, meaning that the Nun has a Sukun. And then these rules also apply to tanween, or when there are two harakat, like two fatha, two lamma, two kasra. So an, in, un. And the reason for this is that when you say tanween, there is also a hidden nun sakin sound. So for example, if I say an, you can hear that there is a nun sakin sound. You hear that n sound. So that is why tanween is also applied within the nun sakin rules. So for these rules, we have a total of four. We have idgham, idhar, ikhfa, and iqlab. So these are the four rules of nun sakin and tanween. Idgham, idhar, ikhfa, and iqlab. Okay, so four rules. And the first rule that we went over was the rule of idhar. So idhar is from the word dhahara, or to make clear. And you can see why this is called idhar, because when we have a nun sound with the ruling of idhar, the nun sound is going to be clear, very apparent that there is a nun sakin here. So how do we spot a rule of idhar? When there is a nun sakin, when there is a nun with a sukun, or whenever there is a tanween, so two fathas, two dhammas, or two kasras, and following these are any of the throat letters. So the throat letters are the letters that come from the throat, the makharij of the throat. And we have learned about the makharij. We have learned which letters come from the throat. So we have hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. These are the six letters that are from the throat. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So whenever we have a nun sakin, or we have a tanween, followed by a letter that is from the throat, hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha, we are going to apply idhar, and the letter nun is going to be very clear. So here we have some examples. Ahadan, abada. So here, ahadan, there is a tanween. Following that, we have the letter hamza. Hamza is from the throat, it is a throat letter. So because both of these conditions are met, This is a ruling of izhar. Therefore, the noon sound is going to be lahara. It is going to be clear. It is going to be apparent. Also, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we have an'amta alayhim. Here in an'amta, we have a noon sakin. Following this noon sakin, we have one of the throat letters, hamza ha ayn. So ayn is from the throat. An'amta, meaning that noon sakin is going to be idhar, because it is a noon sakin followed by a letter of the throat, meaning that the noon sakin will have dhahara. It's going to be clear. And you can hear that there is a very apparent noon sound. It is not hidden. It is not khafi. It is not covered by any other sound. It is a very clear noon sound. Also, we have tanhar. So here, noon sakin followed by ha, which is a letter of the throat. And you can hear noon is very dhahara. Noon is very clear. It has idhar. Tanhar. So it is very clear noon sound. An easy way to spot noon sakin in the mushaf, especially if you have the Uthmani version of your mushaf, is that the noon will have a sukun symbol on top of it when you are reading. So you will see that the noon will actually have a sukun on top of it. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because sometimes with other rulings, for example, idgham or ikhfa, you might not see that noon. So it will not have a sukun, it will just be an empty noon. So there is no harakat on that noon, there is no marking on that noon. And that is a clear indication that the ruling applied is either ikhfa or it is idgham. And inshallah, we will learn that later on. But if you do see that there is a sukun on the noon, this is going to be idhar. So this is a very clear, easy way to tell if a letter will have idhar or not. So if you see that noon has a sukun, you can see that there is the symbol of sukun. That is a clear indication that this is an idhar letter. And if it does not have anything, it is either ikhfa or idgham. And inshallah, we will learn more about that later on. So that is a very very easy way to basically figure out if it has idhar or not. And if you still can't see if it has a symbol or not, just look after the next letter. If it is a letter of the throat, hamzaha, ainha, ghainha, then that means it is also a letter of idhar. So inshallah, I hope that review was a little bit more beneficial. I hope inshallah that you got a little bit more practice after last time. And inshallah, if we come across any idhar in this lesson, I will also point them out. So inshallah, keep an eye out for noon sakin, keep an eye out for tanween, and pay attention to the letter that follows. If it is a letter of the throat, hamzaha, ainha, ghainha, then we know it is going to have idhar. So we're going to keep an eye out for those as we read. So inshallah, now we are going to start with the analysis from ayah number 113. Starting with the word waqalat, qaf in this case is permanently heavy. Waqalatil yahud, lam is a letter of tawassut. Laysatin nasara. So here, sad is permanently heavy. Khussa daghtun kidh, those are the permanently heavy letters. Sad is amongst them. Then we have the letter ra, which is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. In this case, the letter ra is heavy. So we have two heavy letters right after another. So an-nasara, noon is light. So it is not nasara, it is nasara, noon is light. Sad is heavy and ra is heavy. Ala shay'in wa qalatin nasara. So again, qalat, qaf is heavy. Nasara, sad and ra are heavy. Laysat al-yahudu ala shay'in wa hum. Mim is a letter of tawassut. Yatluna al-kitab. Lam is a letter of tawassut. And then we are ending on the letter ba. We are ending with a sukun. Whenever ba' has a sukun, it is a letter of kutub jad. It is a letter of qalqala, meaning that there will be a slight bounce. Yatluna al-kitab. But, so you can hear that bouncing sound on the ba' because it has qalqala. The letters of qalqala are kutub jad. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ عَيْن is a letter of tawassut. مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ قَاف is heavy. Mim is a letter of tawassut. فَاللَّهُ So in ism jalala, the name of Allah, sometimes the lam is heavy, sometimes it is light. In this case, because the letter fat has a fatha before, the name of Allah is going to be heavy. فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بَيْنَهُمْ and يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Both of these letters are tawassut, mim and lam. فِيمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ So we are resting upon this kha and we are ending on a four count mad. يَخْتَلِفُونَ So here this is a four count mad. Waman al-zulamu. So here I see that there is a noon with a sukun. Very clear indication that the noon has a actual sukun that you can see. So this is a clear indication that this is idhar. If you are still in doubt, look at the next letter. So the next letter is hamza. Is hamza a makharij of the throat? Hamza ha ayn ha ghayn kha. Yes, I see that hamza is a part of the throat makharij, meaning that this noon will have idhar, and because we are pronouncing this noon clearly, it will also have tawassut. So wa man al-ghulamu, noon is very clear, very apparent. Al-ghulamu, Allah is heavy. Mimman mana'a masajidallahi, Allah in this case is heavy. An yudhkara, ra is heavy. Fi hasmuhu wa sa'a fi kharabiha, kha is heavy, ra is heavy. Ula'ika, so this is a four count mad. Ma kana lahum an yadkhuluha, this is again a four count mad. Illa khaifin, kha in this case is a heavy letter. Kha is always heavy, but in this case, because it is followed by an alif mad, the alif mad will also be heavy. So khaifin, this is a four count heavy mad. Lahum fi dunya khizyun wa lahum fil akhirah. So again, these are all letters of tawassut. Fil akhirah, ra in this case is heavy. Adhabun azim. So here in this case, I see that there is a tanween followed by one of the throat letters, ayn. So this is idhar. Adhabun azim. So here there is a clear noon sound. Walillahi, Allah in this case is light because of the kasra. Walillahi al-mashriqu wal-maghrib. Qaf, in this case, qaf is always heavy, and then ghain is always heavy, and then in this case, ra, both of these ra in mashrik and maghrib are light. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجُهُ اللَّهِ, Allah in this case is heavy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ, Allah is heavy. وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, this is a letter of idhar. We have tanween followed by the letter ayn, which is a throat letter. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدَا, qaf is heavy, kha is heavy, Allah in this case is heavy. بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, ra in this case is heavy. كُلُّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ, qaf is heavy. بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, so here ra in this case is heavy. وَإِذَا قَضَى, qaf is permanently heavy, dad is permanently heavy. أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا, so here in قَضَى this is a four count mad. أَمْرًا, ra in this case is heavy. يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ, this is a four count mad. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ, قَافْ is permanently heavy. لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لَوْلَا يُكَلِّمُنَا اللَّهُ, Allah in this case is heavy. أَوْ تَأْتِينَا آيَة, this is a four count mad. كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبَلِهِمْ, قَافْ is heavy, ba is a letter of قُطُبْ جَد, it has قَلْقَلَ, قَبَلِهِمْ, مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ تَشَابَهَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, قَافْ is heavy. قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ, this is a four count mad. Inna arsalnaka, so this is a four count mad. You can see that there is that wiggly sign. Arsalnaka, ra in this case is heavy. Bilhaqi, qaf is heavy. Bashiran wa nadhira, both of these ra in bashiran and wa nadhira are both heavy. Wa la tusalu an ashabil jahim, sad is heavy. So here also, an ashabil jahim, noon is a letter of sukun, and then it is followed by a throat letter, hamza, so this is going to be idhar. وَلَن تَرْضَى, ضَى is heavy. عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى, صَاد is heavy, ra in this case is heavy. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى, so here in قُلْ, قُلْ, so this is a letter of tawassut. هُوَ الْهُدَى, again letter of tawassut, and Allah in this case is going to be heavy. وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ, this is a four count mad. بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, again this is a four count mad. مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ, Allah in this case is heavy. مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, we are ending here on a light ra. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَئِكَ, so in تِلَاوَتِهِ, this is a four count mad. You can see that there is a mad sign on that small ya. And then ulaika, again this is a four count mad. Tilawatihi ulaika, so both of these are four count mad. Wa man yakfur bihi fa ulaika, so again this is four count mad. Humul khasirun. Ya bani, this is a four count mad. إسرائيل. راء in this case is heavy. Again, this is a four count mad. اذكروا نعمتي التي. Again, this is four count mad. أنعمت عليكم. So in أنعمت, there is a letter of the throat, عين. And before that, there is a نون ساكن. So this is a letter of إظهار, clear نون. أنعمت, sorry, أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم. ضاد is heavy. Lam is a letter of توسط. فضلتكم, ميم is a letter of توسط. على العالمين. Both of these عين are from the throat. And then we are ending on a four count مد. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, verses 113 to 122, inshallah. So again, this is just the first rule that we covered of Nun Sakin, which is the ruling of Idhar. And then inshallah, we will cover more of the rulings like Idgham, Ikhfa, and Iqlab, which are the other rulings of Nun Sakin and Tanween. So inshallah, now it is time for the next portion of our class, so I will end it here. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.